This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is asking U.S. intelligence officials to step up their investigations of the COVID-19 pandemic's origin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he and most other scientists believe the virus most likely occurred naturally.
But no one knows that 100% for sure.
And it's possible the virus emerged from a lab accident, a theory the Biden administration spent months minimizing. The president now says those are the two likely scenarios the intelligence community is considering, and he wants officials to redouble their efforts.
We have to get a better sense of the origin of COVID-19 and also how do we prevent the next pandemic?
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president wants a report within 90 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And federal health officials have approved a third antibody drug to help reduce the impact of COVID-19 on infected patients. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's authorized the emergency use of a new drug with the goal of reducing hospitalizations and patient deaths. The drug comes from GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology, designed to treat mild to moderate cases of COVID-19, where patients are at risk of severe illness because of advanced age or underlying health conditions. This antibody drug is given through an IV and should be administered within 10 days after symptoms develop. Health officials say the demand has been low for two similar drugs already on the market. They suspect hospitals don't have a clear picture of the drug's availability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
According to a French government spokesman, France will impose self-isolation measures for people coming from the United Kingdom. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a two-day Mideast mission, winning valuable diplomatic support and hundreds of millions of dollars of pledges from Arab allies as he moved to shore up the ceasefire that ended an 11-day war between Israel and the Gaza Strip's militant Hamas rulers. But the mission made little headway in resolving the deeper issues at the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. After 2 days of talks with Israeli, Palestinian, and Arab allies, Blinken acknowledged that any resumption of peace talks remained far off. A majority of Americans across racial and ethnic groups believe discrimination has worsened in the last year against Asian Americans, who become the target of attacks after being unfairly blamed for the coronavirus pandemic. A poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research finds nearly half of Americans believe Asian Americans encounter a great deal or quite a lot of discrimination. Between reports of more than 6,000 incidents targeting Asian Americans and videos capturing some of the assaults, activists say it's impossible for the public to ignore. They believe that fundamental increase in visibility is not going to fade. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre reaffirmed the Biden administration's support for the Japanese Olympic Committee's plan to proceed with the Tokyo Games despite calls for cancellation amid the Asian country's low COVID-19 vaccination rates. A major Japanese newspaper on Wednesday called for the Tokyo Olympics to be canceled altogether, with the Games set to open in less than 2 months. There's a 40% chance that the world will get so hot in the next 5 years that it will temporarily push past the temperature limit the Paris Climate Agreement is trying to prevent, according to meteorologists. A new World Meteorological Organization forecast for the next several years also predicts a 90% chance that the world will set another record for the hottest year by the end of 2025. And that the Atlantic will continue to brew more potentially dangerous hurricanes than it used to. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is planning to devote part of its national meeting next month to the sensitive issue of which Catholics are worthy of receiving communion. Despite calls for delay, dozens of bishops had requested the conference. President, Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez postponed the debate until a later meeting. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.